Hey everyone, Nadia Raymond here from StoryCorps. For the past 10 years, we've been lucky enough to call Morning Edition home. They're an amazing morning news program, and you too can catch it live. Listen to Morning Edition tomorrow on the radio. Find your local station's schedule at npr.org.
Hi, and welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. I'm Michael Garofalo. So, StoryCorps interviews are about 40 minutes long, and that whole interview goes into the archive at the Library of Congress. What you tend to hear on the radio or here on this podcast is one story from that interview. We're going to do something a little bit different on the podcast today. We're going to listen to two stories from the same interview. And here to help me introduce them is Judd Esty Kendall, one of the producers here at StoryCorps. Hi, Judd.
Hi, Michael.
Okay, Judd, so who are we going to hear from today?
We're going to hear from someone who robbed a bank as a teenager and one of the customers that was in the bank that day.
When did this robbery happen?
It happened in 1997. Darius Clark Monroe was a teenager at the time in Houston, Texas. And Darius had never been in serious trouble before, but soon after his 16th birthday, him and two of his friends decided they were going to rob a bank. They were eventually caught and Darius served time. And it's been 18 years since that crime, and he recently came to StoryCorps with one of the customers in the bank that day, David Ned.
How did you get to that point where you said, I'm going to rob a bank?
What was happening at my house was that things weren't going well in terms of the finances. My parents were working all the time, and once they told me that we were in like $25,000, $30,000 of debt, I was thinking, how am I going to help? Because nobody else is going to come save the day. And so one day on TV, there was this guy who had robbed this bank, and I was struck by how easy it seemed.
Did you really think you was going to get away with this?
I literally thought no one would ever find out. It took almost 4 weeks before I was arrested and then sent to prison.
How many years they was giving you?
Five.
5 years.
Mm-hmm. When I got out, I wanted to apologize to the people who were inside the bank. And when I spoke to you, it was the first time I got to truly understand the seriousness of what I did.
When you came into the bank, you made us all lay on the floor. Can you imagine laying on the floor and all you hear is that shotgun? Clack, clack. Everything in me was shaking. And I kept saying to myself, it's over. I used to think I wasn't scared of nothing. They used to call me Brave Dave. I figured if anybody tried to rob me, I said, well, they're going to take my life to get my money. I don't work too hard for it. Mm-hmm. So that was hard for me because I had to come to grips with that. And one thing that helped me when you came by and asked me to forgive you years later, I thought about my son. He could have been put in jail because he's been through some stuff. But should he ever turn his life around, I would like that somebody he may have taken advantage of would give him a second chance.
It has been incredible to be given a second, third, fourth shot and having you be a part. This has given me hope.
I'm really proud of you. And I don't know if you've got a good relationship with your dad, but if you don't, he's the one that missed out on a great son. And I'm here to do whatever it is I need to do 17 years later to help you be a great young man.
That's David Ned with Darius Clark Monroe at StoryCorps in New York City.
Later in that interview, the question was asked what David Ned would have done if he'd been armed during the robbery. And he told a story about being a college student in Baton Rouge, Louisiana in the 70s, and how he lived in a rough neighborhood and used to carry a gun for protection.
I had a little dog, a little white German Shepherd, and I was living in an apartment. And the manager's kids was kicking my dog. I talked to the manager about it. And about 10 o'clock that night, a husband came knocking on the door. And he says, if you got any problem, you need to talk to me about it. I said, are you the manager? No, my wife is the manager. I said, well, I don't have nothing to say to you. I already talked to your wife. He said, well, I tell you what, in 2 weeks, I want you moved and your dog gone. I got hot then. He walked downstairs, I closed my door, and I went to my bedroom, and I got my gun. What a gun does, it talks to you. things that you'd normally say, I'm not going to do, or I'll just let it pass, going to talk to you and say, you don't have to take that. So my wife was putting chain locks on the doors, and she's by the door. I don't want you to go. So I end up saying, okay, all right, forget it. But I called the manager, the company, and I told them about the incident. And in less than a week, they were dismissed. But then I came home one day, and I found my little dog was poisoned. And in my mind, he poisoned my dog. I said, I'm going to get him. But I didn't see him no more. And then I was driving down the street, and this car passed me by. And I saw this case, and I had a flashback of who he was. So I did one of the highway patrol special. I ran him all on the curve, jumped out of my car, snatched his door open, and that was the wrong man. He said, what is wrong with you? I said, I'm sorry. You look like somebody I don't like. And believe it or not, I took the guy, I said, come on, let's go to the club. I went and bought him a drink. You know, I was dead wrong.
Yeah.
And I know that if I would have had the gun, I'd have shot that man. At that point, I knew that my anger was so bad. If I don't control this thing, I'm going to hurt somebody or somebody's going to hurt me. So I said, I'm done. I can't pack no gun no more. And it took that kind of thing to get me right.
So, Judd, David Nett is actually a pastor.
Yes, he is. At the time of the robbery, he was a young pastor, and now he has his own congregation in Sugar Land, Texas.
So Darius Clark Monroe, after he got out of prison, made a film about the bank robbery.
Yeah, it's called Evolution of a Criminal. He went back to talk to his family, talk to the people that were involved in the robbery. He also really wanted to find people that were in the bank that day. And only a couple people would talk to him, David Nett being one of them. And Darius has been screening the movie around the country. It's been on PBS. And I spoke to him recently, and he was just able to screen the film in the juvenile detention center where he was incarcerated.
And where can people find out more about the movie?
They can find more information online at evolutionofacriminal.com.
And you can see photos of Darius and Pastor Ned on our website, storycorps.org, where you can also hear hundreds of other stories and find out how to make a reservation for your own interview or download our app. Well, Judd, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Michael.
For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
Hello, Nadia Raymond again. Thanks for listening to the StoryCorps podcast. We're also interested in listening to you. Let us know what you think of this and other NPR podcasts by joining NPR Listens. Tell us what you love and what you don't love. Speak up now at nprlistens.org.